Good morning, church. Thank you for having me here. And this is my first experience to preach in Chinese church, the entire of my mission experience last 34 years. So this is a very historical moment and very exciting to share the word of God, and especially about the mission in India and Vietnam. As we read this scripture, and that long years ago, and Job's friend Bildad, he came to Job and he tried to encourage Job that he's saying that if you repent and if you come before the Lord, and your beginning seems humble, but so prosperous will be future be. So this word didn't really encourage Job at that time, but the later, when we describe about the kingdom of God, and this become a very meaningful word. And your beginning seems humble, but your end will be great and prosperous. So kingdom of God, and it's like the mustard seed and planted in a field. And have you ever seen this mustard seed? A very small seed. But if it is planted on the ground, and in the future, that this tree will grow huge, big, and even the bird will come and rest. So today I want to talk about why the kingdom of God and spread like the mustard seed. And when we think about the God's work, and God even started in this world with a very small way, like a mustard way. And he started this human history with one person, the Adam and Eve. And even they were not perfect, and they sinned and chased away from the Garden of Eden, but they started with just one couple. Instead of God could create millions of people in the same time, but he started with very small way. And what about the work of salvation? The human work of salvation even started with one person called Abraham and Sarah. And you know them, and even they are not perfect. And sometime when the situation come dangerous, and even Abraham told lie. And what about his son Isaac, and also Jacob? And they were all weak and very limited person. So sometimes we have questioned, why did God use this kind of very simple and very limited people for the kingdom of God and for the work of salvation? And we have questioned. But when after 2,000 years later, when Jesus, the Son of God, came to this world, and he also came in similar way. And the Son of God came to this world, but he was born in stable, and even he had no room for the birth bearing. And what about his disciples? When we think about disciples, the Peter and John and James, and all their ordinary fishermen. And Matthew, the tax collector, and even they were not respected on those days. And Thomas, who easily doubt. And we have questioned why the God and use this very ordinary and simple, unlimited people. But however, God made the people like them and very ordinary and simple, but God made them the great man of God and the man of faith. And God made Abraham the father of faith, and Jacob become a father of nation of Israel. Then the Peter and who become a Holy Spirit filled preacher, and he preached one time and 3,000 people and believed in God. And then Thomas, he become the missionary in India. And also the James, he become a martyr. And so that finally God made them the great, the man of God, the man of faith. So the way how God started this world and the work of salvation, and was very the small, the first people like a mustard seed. But in the beginning, they were so small, but the future was great. So because God started his kingdom in this way, that is why the people who are used to the method of this world, they're used to this, the way of this world, and they are misunderstood about the kingdom of God. And so the many people, the majority of Jewish people did not recognize and Jesus. And they believed that how come the Messiah can crucify, can die on the cross, the most cursed place. And how the what good things will come from the Nazareth. And what can we believe from the uneducated fishermen? So the most of Jews, they didn't believe in Jesus. The only chosen Jew realized this mystery of gospel and believed in Jesus. And what about the Muslim? They are almost one third of the population of this world. And they believe the God is great. The Allah Akbar, the God is great. And so, but so when you approach and have evangelism with the Muslim people that I had experience in Pakistan the long years ago, and I visit one of my friend's house, and then his mother came and to me, and we debated for many hours about Jesus, and she said that Jesus was not crucified on the cross. And also you changed all the Bible. And so how come the great God can die? And how can Son of God crucified on the cross? And so you changed the Bible. So that when you approach the people of Muslim, so they believe the God of great, a God of power, but they don't understand the love of God and who sacrificed on the cross. And so because of this misunderstanding, even the church and the early church, the 500 years before the church was reformed, the church had even mistake the way of evangelizing the world. And you know the history of the Christian the evangelization and mission, and early church, so-called the Catholic And when they approach the gospel to the country and Latin America or Philippines and or Goa in India, and they even use the military power and they enter the country and they try to convert the people by force. And that was the beginning of the Christian history. The Protestant churches even followed and this way of the colonial war. And why I'm talking about this the church history, because I lived in India for many years, and the India has anti-Christian the feeling, and because they were occupied by Britain for many years. And so the elite group of the people in India, they believe that we must form the power, and so we have to resist the power from outside. And so that is so-called the Hindutva movement. And the Hindutva movement started long years ago. Then finally, they formed the political power. And the Indian government, BJP, is actually based on this Hindutva government. And so they believe that our country must be a Hindu kingdom. And so we should protect our country from other religious attack. So that is why, and this kind of movement going on. And so why the Christianity didn't go through in India, especially in elite group, and because they have this kind of the anti-Christian mind, and because church has done the mistake, wrong way to approach the gospel to the people in India. It's not only in India, the many other countries like Indonesia and Philippines, and the country were occupied by the so-called the Western powerful country. So then what is the way and to approach the country? Yeah, this is the I explained. Then how can we start with this work, to plant the kingdom of God? And we can start with a small work quietly. And although the mustard seed is very small, but it has power because this seed is the gospel. And gospel has power. So the way we approach is and Romans chapter 1, verse 16 said that I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And even though the seed is small, but this is gospel, has power. So wherever you plant it, the gospel will grow. And so I have experience in India. And so wherever we entered the village and town and share the gospel, and because this gospel has power, so after 2-3 years, the church can form, then people believe and take baptism. So this is the power I experienced, that how God is working and through the gospel. And so I will just share about my mission experience a little bit. And I went to India about 23 years ago, 2000 January, with my family. And so when I entered there, first of all, I was so afraid and scared that how can I plant church in this country where the language and culture is different. But my first prayer was, And just, Lord, give me one soul. And as a sign that the one soul will believe in Jesus and take baptism. So that was my first prayer, so 2000 January. Then God answered my prayer. And so 2015 August, the independent of day of India, and actually the independent day of Korea, that one man that I shared the gospel, the security man in our apartment, Sumant, he believed in Jesus and he took baptism, yeah, on the independent day. So he got independence spiritually on this meaningful day. Then God opened the door for the people's heart and to believe in Jesus. And so we could start the church planting. And 2000 August, the Cedars Church in city called Pune. And then the 2000 November, and Green Park Church in the city, Pune city. And Living Water Church, also 2002, we started in Kondoa area in Pune. I don't know whether any Indian brothers here or sisters. And then after sabbatical years, I entered the new city called Solapur. It's about 250 kilometers from the Pune city. And we started Olive Church in 2004, and then Pine Tree Church in 2007. And then from the Solapur to north, we went to the Osmanabad. From Solapur to Osmanabad is about 90 kilometers. And so we started Good Tree Church in 2008, in my eyesight. And then, Hasarang Church in Bid, and also the 200 kilometers from Solapur. And then Juniper Church in Akkalkot, and we started 2011, and also Peak Tree Church. So like that, and church continued to grow and planted. And so here you can see this is a Maharashtra map. And so Maharashtra has 25 the district, and also 500 the cities and towns, and 40,000 villages. And so the last 23 years, and we planted 12 churches in 9 different cities and in 5 different districts. And so last month, our church, the attendance number was 2,100 membership and attending our 12 different churches. And so that the small mustard seed and planted in India in 2000. But after time goes, and the beginning was very small, like a mustard seed. But this tree grow, and the churches planted in different cities, and numbers increased. It become a big tree that now the bird can come and rest. And so you may have questioned why I moved into Vietnam, and because the tree always tested by wind and lightning and heavy rain, and whether this tree planted firm. And so in my ministry, also after about 15 years, I got the situation that in India, because the BJP Hindu government came up and they begin to kick out the missionaries. And so, and after a couple of years, and 1/3 of Korean missionary were kicked out from India, and officially they tell them to go out, and also they didn't give visa. So the 1/3 of missionary was kicked out from the country. So I was thinking that then what should I do? And so, and in this situation, I will still stay until I will kick out, or I will move in advance. So I pray to God that you may give me the one more country that I can serve, because now the, in India, our churches are quite settled well. So they let our Indian pastors run the church, and so that maybe I can give them more independency to stand by themselves, so that I can start new ministry. So I prayed for that, then God gave me the new country called Vietnam. And so 2017, and from 2017, I begin to move to Vietnam and India, and with a 3 months tourist visa, and 3 months in Vietnam and 3 months in India. And so in the beginning, I started to help the churches in North Vietnam, because North Vietnam has less church. And so in the beginning, he's the Harong church pastor, and the church was like a very house church. Around 25, 30 people were gathering in small room and in his house. And then in 2019, and we complete this building and this worship hall and the beautiful building. And this church is official, the building church in the city of Ha Long Bay. And have you heard of Ha Long Bay? It is quite famous tourist city, and it's about 200,000 population, but only official building church we built 2019. And this church has very mission-minded church, because they have the four different daughter churches around the different cities. And so we encourage the pastors to carry on the ministry. And so, and that was my ministry from 2017 to 2019. And this is the pastors group. I try to encourage them and teach them the way how to plant a church. And even I shared half of my time to Vietnam church, then God blessed our Indian church. And as the Bible said, that when you give, and God blesses more. And so the Indian Camp City churches, we had only 10 churches had, the half of church had building, but the other churches just worshiping God in the just rented house. But since I moved to the Vietnam, God blessed our Indian church. And so 2018, and God blessed us to inaugurate and the complete Juniper Church building. And 2018, we gave dedication. And then 2019, and Guthrie Church in Osmanabad. And we complete the building. And now the church is growing very well. Then 2021, then Peak Tree Church in Kalam. And so like that. And now I'm raising fund for the Center Church in Pune. And so God blessed and poor churches to having their own buildings. And since I moved out to Vietnam, so that is the way how God bless us. So when we give out first, then God bless us more. So that I experienced in my mission. And during the COVID 19, and I couldn't enter India because the COVID situation, I stayed in Vietnam, but I supported from behind, and I raised fund for this COVID situation. India was very bad, and so even our church, we have about 10 people died because of COVID, and about 50 families, they affected by the COVID situation. So we raised fund and we made a love pack, and we distributed this our church members and also neighboring people. So because of that, many the people, the neighboring people who received love pack, and the love pack is kind of just the basic food stuff we packed together and we gave to them. And many people believed in Jesus, because in that desperate situation, even the government didn't care, and then their own religious people, temple didn't care. But our church, help them. So the many of them come and believed in Jesus through this Love Pack project. And also we had the tree planting project sponsored by one church. And so I can say that, and in the persecution, the result of persecution, the devil tried to destroy the Indian Camp CPT, our team called Camp CPT, the Korean Marriott Church Planting Church, and through persecution. But the Indian church did not collapse, but made the gospel to expand to Vietnam. So before COVID, our Camp CPT attendance number was about 1,700. But after 3 years COVID, now we've become 2,100, almost 400 members increased after COVID situation. So that is amazing. And also our pastors, they got more independency, and without me, they carry on the ministry. And so that was a wonderful thing that God has done during the COVID situation. And then in Vietnam, and because of COVID situation, we had online service and offline service. And so I quietly just preached the gospel, preached the word of God. And this is the book that my preaching sermon, and we translated into the Vietnamese and English and Vietnamese the books, and we distributed to the different church members and pastors in Vietnam. So this was quite helpful for the Vietnamese church. And now the church I'm serving, the Da Nang, the Vision English Church. So when I went to Da Nang Vision English Church, around 25 people, they worship the Lord. But after 3 years, now we have 70 regular attendance young people. And so that they are coming for the worship. So we just celebrated 5th anniversary last year. So in Da Nang, and we have 100,000 the college students coming to Da Nang City, and they study in Da Nang. So the goal and vision of our vision church is we want to evangelize the university student in the city of Da Nang, and we try to invite them to our church through the English club and Korean club, and through the Korean school, and so sharing the gospel to them and invite them to our church and disciple them. And our final goal is sending them to different parts of Vietnam as a church planter, or even the missionary out of the surrounding country of Vietnam. So that is our vision. And so the result is coming slowly. And this is the Christmas celebration last year, 2022. And so we invited the football club and English club and Korean club, badminton club. So we had 250 the people invited, and then we shared the good news of Jesus Christ, the Christmas news that Jesus came to this earth. And this is the picture that 2019, the Eugene and the your church, the pastor's wife, and went to Da Nang, and they had this English club, the meeting. So you can see the picture over there. And here you can see the two person, Christine and Dwight, and now they are studying in the DTS, Dallas Theological Seminary. So I met her the last Friday, and this is the very recent photo. So the young people in our church now, they are growing, and she's preparing and for the future leadership in the church of Vietnam. So this is what God is doing in Vietnam. And so today my message was kind of messed up. And because when I see the number of people here, actually I didn't know that this the group of these young people. So the message was little. So I just skipped a lot. Then I just put the focus on. So that my point is, and the kingdom of God is not even God started the work with very small things and with the few people. They are very weak and ordinary, and they're not perfect. But when God works and has power, because the gospel is power, the small seed, mustard seed, and that become the great kingdom of God. That is the way how God planted his kingdom in this world. So what I'm trying to telling you is even in mission field, how God is working is the same way. So we church must understand that God did his work in this mustard seed way. So our way to serving the kingdom of God also, you know, silently and also the maybe small way, and we can start. And so that is why I try to encourage the people here and also the church. And you might just think about the just small things, like the thing is very small, like a mustard seed, what you can do for the kingdom of God, what you can do for the mission. We have many young people here, and you have a bright future, and you might never think of mission and overseas mission. Actually, so did I when I was 26, become a missionary. Before, I never thought about being a missionary. But now you can think about what small, the mustard, the way that you can do for the kingdom of God and mission, even the church here and the New Hope Christian Church can do for the kingdom of God and mission. And so that's what I try to sharing with you. And our Lord Jesus Christ commanded all the people and churches, go and preach the gospel and go and make disciples. And the last year in India, and many young people come to me and said that we want to thank you to you, because if you didn't come to India 23 years ago, then we were not saved. We never heard of Jesus. And we want to thank you that you came all the way to hear and share the gospel and tell about Jesus. Because of that, our lives are so blessed. So that is the word I was so encouraged. And so the brothers and sisters and the son and daughters here, and just think about the small things that you can do for the kingdom of God and mission. And so that is my message all the way from Da Nang and Vietnam. So also I want to invite you that if you have a chance to come to Vietnam or India, we are most welcome. And I just talked to your pastor, and not this year, but next year might be. And next year, summer, you may come to India or Vietnam, and you can you can come and meet the Indian church people, the young people, and you just share your faith to each other. That is really a blessing to each other. And so I want to bless you, and the God's kingdom and is still continue, and the kingdom of God is still the growing, and so the kingdom of the God's church is still growing in the mission field by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can share about what you are doing and through my life, and what you are doing in the country of India and Vietnam, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that how humbly you come to this earth and you died on the cross for us in very small and silent way. And but that is very silent and small, but you saved the whole humankind and whoever believes in you. And that's a huge and amazing work for all the humankind in this world. We thank you and praise you. And as you did, in very humble and small way, and we also want to serve the people in different countries with your powerful gospel. And so that they will also believe and they will be saved and they will be blessed. And Lord, we thank you and we pray for this new hope, the Christian church here in Houston. And you may bless this church and anoint this church with your Holy Spirit. And the people will multiply and in this congregation and they will preach the gospel and to all of the world from this congregation. That here many young people here and they will grow and in the future and they will become a man of God and the woman of God and to the people who really bring the millions of the hundreds and thousands of souls to Christ and throughout their lives. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.